The question is, why another organization? And if we look at what is specific, particular of SPEAR, it is that we want to connect community to conservation. And when we connect community to conservation, it is the adjacent communities to the specific area in the Kruger. Now, Marissa sits there, Dr. Kutsia, we will speak to her last of all. So she may correct me, but she will be polite because she can correct it at the end. But here we are, Spear and Nick, dedicated to the IPZ area. And we all, these of you who don't know where the IPZ is, then the area south of Skukuza, and that is the area where most of the rhino population is. So, in the first instance, there is a security integrity protection plan, which Nick caters for, and then there is a community involvement program that Spear caters for. Now, Kruger has contacts with several entities. They don't want to have too many of these. So we have one contract, a technical or MOU, if you want, between Nick and Spear and the Kruger National Park. And the aim is that the communities adjacent to the IPZ support the Kruger in the work that they do for the protection of the game. That's very simply put. This entails that we, from the local communities, want financial support, but not only financial support. We want to generate all kinds of support. The philosophy is also that Kruger extends his hand to the local communities and look after the communities, and in return, the communities look after Kruger. It's a simple thing. So in the end, if a criminal arrives in a community adjacent to the IPC and they chase a youngster to do crime in the Kruger, because that's what they normally do, we hope that when this program is well unpacked, that the youngster will say, no, Kruger is my Kruger. We're part of this Kruger, and I won't participate. This is simply put. So for SPEAR to be effective, it has a vast range of things that it has to attend to. The one is in conjunction with NIC. NIC stands for Nkomazi Integrated Group, to help find sources and funding for what is required for the protection program. Most of the rangers are deployed with weapons. Nobody wanted it to be like that. We sit, and the statistics may be not precisely accurate, but with one ranger per 1,300 hectares to safeguard, it's impossible. So in the end, technology is a handy instrument to help you do the safeguard. And if technology can be availed, it can be appropriated by the rangers, not by other people, the rangers. They do the work in the Kruger, and then we multiply the security network. So support from the local community can come from funding to acquire those things, can come from rendering that kind of equipment to Kruger. But when it enters into Kruger, it has to enter in a relationship and in an understanding that is legalized and creates a platform to that end. That platform exists with NIC and SPEAR. Had it not been for technology, the game would have been different. So that kind of assistance is possible. Now, one always is inclined to think a chopper, another chopper. You don't always need another chopper. Technology doesn't come only in the big bulks. It can be small things. It can be a camera that can be acquired. It can be these kind of things. And if this speaks to your heart and you go home and you carry out the message, then we hope that more contributors may come from the local community to support the technology's demand. On the community demand, it is impossible for any parastate or also Sunpass to multiply its people and its funding because it doesn't have enough money to do what it has to do. So somewhere things have to happen. There's also not people to go out and latch to the communities. SPEAR wants to do that.